One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Santorini.
How you doing, dude?
Not really good.
How you doing?
Horrible day, but I'm happy now.
Really? What happened? Tell me about it.
It was just a piece of trash.
Like what? Were you
just
doing
I feel like
bitch
I was just...
work?
Yeah, well, nah, I just feel like a human dumpster.
Well, how so? Just, everyone's throwing their trash at you? Just, hey, fuck boy!
A place where the waste of human expression and just their fucking hatred gets thrown.
Wow.
Just, I don't know.
So you're pretty much like a punching bag.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a janitor, yeah.
Yeah, you've said the janitor thing before to me. Off air, of course.
Well, either way, it's just, yeah, I'm just tired.
All right, right on. Boy, are you excited for this week if I can't read? I know I am.
Oh, boy, am I.
We got a fucking chock-a-block full episode right now.
You're almost speechless.
Yeah. Genre 5, I'm pretty pumped on.
Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And speaking of Genre 5, let's hop right in.
Pow, pow.
Go ahead, hit me with your list. We're doing CGI films that's completely CGI, not integrated CGI, just completely CGI.
Yep.
Just wanted to make that clear. We had to make that clear ourselves, so.
Because there's some movies that are just chocked full of it, but
yeah, but so
action.
There's a couple people like the new Star Wars, like episode one, like all the backgrounds are nothing, they're just standing in front of green screens.
There are humans in that film,
yeah. All right, go ahead, hit me with the list. Yeah, get you a sip of your coffee,
yeah. First on my list, Toy Story,
hell yeah, of course,
yeah.
I mean,
this classic, it had a big impression on me.
How so?
I was like, this is awesome,
it blew
I've never
my
seen
fucking,
anything like it,
it blew my fucking mind.
Yeah. Like, even little things, like their height comparison to, like, the bumper of the Toyota truck in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. They're really that small. It's so cool. Everything's so cool.
Because you do kind of, like, since you're in their world, you do kind of, like, oh, they're, like, big like us
or
whatever.
Yeah, it's when you pan back and you see them, like, jogging in their little...
Yeah,
like you see
like
run by a tennis ball or something.
Or like, run by, like, one of those lines on the road or some shit. Like, you're like, oh, shit,
yeah,
they're, like, really
it's wonderful.
Tiny. Yeah, no, the animation, that's incredible, too. Like, some of the smoothest animation I've seen. Like, I've seen CGI films come out now that don't look as good as Toy Story, I feel like. It's almost like the Jurassic Park of its time.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying?
There
it was, like,
the
first
where...
one through the door, and it was amazing. And then all the other ones were like, we can do this, but they did it all shitty. Kind of like Mortal Kombat Annihilation, which we'll get to soon.
Fucking A. it was, when Buzz is holding his arm and he's like drunk with sadness.
That's amazing.
Oh God. I was just like, this is so like smooth and fluid looking. He really looks like he's holding his own appendage
and holds up as fuck.
Oh yeah.
Like you can watch that now and be like, wow, there's a lot of like adult oriented jokes that kids wouldn't get, but still very, I mean, I loved that movie as a kid. I wanted the Buzz Lightyear action figure.
I don't get half of Mr. Potato Head's like humor.
Yeah.
When I was that age.
Yeah,
now I'm like...
It's like the old Jewish couple.
Yeah, now I'm like, oh, he's fucking... He's a really witty old guy.
Yeah. What's your next one?
Next one on the list is... Lego Movie.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that thing has so much going on.
It's a triumph. Has real people in it, though, so knock it off your list. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, shit, Will Ferrell's at the end.
Yeah, with the kid. Spoilers.
Fuck. Well, that doesn't count.
No, I was just joking.
That's a bullshit.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There's other movies like that. Remember Pagemaster?
Oh,
it starts off in real life, and then like he gets colored into the world.
Oh, my God. What is it? The something cupboard?
Indian in the cupboard?
Indian in the cupboard.
That does that?
I thought there were humans in that.
Yeah. There's humans in it, but then it's just shot like perspectively. Yeah.
See?
There was
confused.
Another one. I can't. It was like, hold on. I'll look it up while you. There's a couple
with like humans, but it's
It's
about
a movie about
animated.
A rooster.
Oh.
I'll look it up and I'll let you know.
About a rooster.
Yeah, it's like going from real life into the cartoon world. And it was fucking frightening as a child.
Probably. Third is How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Hell, wow,
so
second
epic.
One.
So epic.
Honestly, those two
too
dragons.
Huge.
Yeah.
Too huge.
I was like,
the scale.
I was like, they're pretty much predators with
also,
wings.
Also, like, when he meets his when he meets the girl in the cave and she calls her dragons.
Yeah.
I was like, I was honestly awestruck at the amount of movement.
That
like,
CGI
like,
is incredible.
Yeah. Like Lego Movie.
Roost, hold on, I just had it. Rock-a-Doodle. Came out in 1991.
I must not have bought that one.
Yeah, probably not. It wasn't this one of those like thick VHS. Blah.
Oh yeah, that you eventually crunched up.
Yeah, yeah. Like all the Disney movies came in those, like the cases.
You'd eventually just
they opened up like books.
Yeah, and then eventually they wouldn't shut.
Yeah,
hold their shut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next on my list.
I'm sorry. How to Train Your Dragon 2. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Honorable mention. Yeah. Big Hero 6.
Of course. I honestly like.
Yeah.
I kind of strayed away from the newer ones because it's not like I've like if I go back in the movies that I've seen a ton of times, like a million times, like I have those are my movies that I put on my list. But Wreck-It Ralph, Lego Movie, Free Birds, and Big Hero 6 were four of the ones that I thought that were just incredible for their time, you know, now.
Yeah.
Now, they're not like the juggernaut. Well, I think they will be those types of juggernaut movies that stick around forever in the ethos.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph was super tough.
Insane. Yeah, it was really cool. And I think it spoke to a lot to our generation and like people older than us. Like younger than your dad, like 30, 40s-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it like develops around that time. Like we were more Nintendo 64 and stuff. But
I still loved all the themes.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome. And it looked great too. So did you have more?
And my fourth is Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
Yeah, I figured you put that on there.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, it looks incredible.
It was a tie between Advent Children Final Fantasy and Spirits Within.
Yeah.
But I saw
that's the one on Netflix, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I saw Spirits Within in the theater. Oh, and shit.
I didn't know when the theater. That's
yeah,
insane.
it wasn't long.
That's like when you tell people, Batman Mask of the Phantasm was in theaters. Yeah. They're like, the TV
or
show?
Spirited
I'm like,
Away.
Well,
yeah.
They made a movie.
Yeah. There's certain things that are like random in theaters, and you're like, oh no, I went and saw that there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel pumped now having saw it just because that kind of CGI is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that resolution must have been like, wow.
It's big.
Because on a little screen, I'm like,
horrible
man, this
story.
Is insane. Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was more so like, look at what we can do.
Yeah.
And then they were like, can we pay writers? No, we spent all of it on this.
Yeah.
Just make up.
It doesn't care. Who cares about the fucking story? And my last one was Beowulf.
Beowulf, yeah, my boy.
Oh my god, yeah, that one's sort
you
of.
You always make fun of me for liking that
I
movie.
I do. Well, again, don't truly care for the content, the story, but my
We've
god,
the story
is it fun
a million.
To watch.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
And you know that's how I am. I can get past
fun to watch. I can do the other, like, paint a picture while I'm watching Beowulf, but I'll look up because I know, oh, that's about to happen.
He's about to stab the heart of a dragon
right
and get his hand burned off by lava. I mean, like, there's some sick fucking shit in that movie. But yeah, you're definitely right. It's like fodder for the background.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Beowulf. That did not make my list, though.
Those are mine.
Top of the list, ants.
You really like ants, huh?
Fucking loved ants.
Who plays the big muscle ant? He was so fucking funny.
Fucking, goddamn, Rocky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Stallone, yeah. And then the oh, goddamn it. The little Jewish guy plays the other one. Fuck, hold on. I'll look it up real quick. I can't remember his name. And we're going to both be like, oh, duh. Oh. Woody Allen.
Yeah, there you go.
God, we're assholes. We like movies. Who's that one Jewish man? Oh, Woody Allen.
I was like, you got to narrow it down a bit.
And I think Jennifer Lopez was the
sexy aunt.
Yeah, the princess aunt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the prince. hold on a second, maybe not. Anne Bancroft was the queen. Chip Z. Hang on one second, because this is actually Jennifer Lopez. Azteca. Yeah, she was it. Azteca. Ooh man, I'm hungry now.
Burrito.
Oh god damn it! I'll take number five, please. How to Train Your Dragon 1.
Because
that movie fucking threw open some doors for me. I was like, wow, I haven't been this into an animated movie in a very long time when I saw it, and I really enjoyed it. It also has the kid from that wrote Goon. He was
Jay Baruchel.
Yeah. But him as the lead and fucking T.J. Miller. Whole cast was cool as fuck. And then of course Toy Story, Monsters Incorporated.
Yeah, I love Monsters Inc. Wally almost made my list too.
Wally
Sorry.
Is my that's
okay.
mine. Yeah,
I was like I think he's going towards Wally
for sure. Monsters Inc. I felt like it was such a cool premise And that's what I love about CGI is that they can really, like, fucking make these huge fantasies completely concrete for you to see. They can, like, every little detail. I was listening to a podcast called Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman the other day.
Yeah.
And they have, like, shit that should not be. And it's, like, stuff in movies that, like you know, some dude getting kicked in the nuts in, like, Last Samurai by a horse.
Yeah.
Like, on, like, just at the side of the screen, you know? Probably didn't make the full screen cut of the movie, but on widescreen, you could definitely see him get kicked in the balls. Anyways, God. They were talking about Monsters, Inc., and when Scully opens the door and checks on Boo, there's a picture and it says Mommy and Uncle, and Mommy's bent over and the Uncle's behind her, and Mommy has giant tits, and she's like, I swear, I looked it up online, and like he's just railing her from behind, like a stick figure drawing that on her wall. It's fucking crazy. That's not why it's
like
on my list.
She saw that. Yeah. Like, she was like, oh,
she walked in
this.
On it, yeah. Mommy and Uncle, Lord. Though, like my dad's bro.
Someone animated that.
Yeah. Oh, that's not like a mistake. Like, no, oh, we found this on Google Images and threw it up.
Photoshopped that
Yeah,
shit.
No, someone like went in there and detailed, like he was having a bad day or some shit.
Oh,
like,
my
you know,
God. Made it past all their fucking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're probably like, oh, Mommy, Uncle, no one ever noticed that, but some dude fucking found it. Anyways, wow. Yeah, Monsters, Inc., the whole door premise, the factory, the screen, everything about it is so cool. And then, yeah, Wally.
It's like a job for him. I love that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Back to the grind.
I mean, just like exactly what it is, Monsters Incorporated. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. It always stuck with me. It's like such a cool premise. It's right there. Anyone could have thought of it, but I'm like, it's so duh.
Yeah.
And those are the type of shit that really resonates with me. I'm just like, why didn't I think of that? And then Wally, of course, because, I mean, like, the floating people and, like, the fat floating people in chairs. Blue is the new red and shit like that. Like, just the consumerism aspects of it. And same thing with Lego. That's another reason why I loved it so much, because everything is awesome when you're part of a team and shit. And also, just the fact that they can make this robot that barely speaks the entire fucking time break your heart is incredible.
He's a really strong guy. And he works. He's so lonely.
But he like loves his job. Like he's just so pumped to go out
building blocks all day.
Yeah, and like he's just like, oh, I gotta replace my eyeball. And like he's just such a fucking like fixer. Like anything that life throws his way, until he finds like that companion, Eva.
Eva.
Yeah, yeah. Wally. He's like fucking ET. Yeah. Like
he is a robotic ET.
Oh my god, dude. That movie like fucking makes my heart so happy every time I think about it.
He's so cute.
Yeah, honestly. I remember seeing the fucking the previews for that. I feel like the previews for all these CGI movies are always a lot better than the actual movies. Hero 6. I mean, the movie's incredible, but that preview, he didn't talk at all, but I'm glad Betamax talked, but at first I was like, I don't know if he should be talking.
I had no idea what it was really about.
Fuzzy baby.
I thought I didn't know that it was like a med robot. That
right.
He tried to make a superhero, and all that.
Fantastic premise for that movie, too. But yeah, so that is Genre 5, and I already made my honorable mentions.
Genre 5.
There's our jingle. I'll just have you do that every time. What movies you seen this week, Tone?
I saw a lot of cool ones.
Good, because I saw one.
I watched, they put Amadeus back on.
I was going to do the song.
I know.
You left it open for me, too.
I know. I was like, I'll let it happen.
I saw Amadeus.
I'm just so happy that I saw it again, because I was so thrilled by it. And I forgot you get to see Amadeus' wife's boobies in that movie. I was like, it was a very weird piece of that film.
Yeah.
Seeing her naked for a
you
sec.
You think that was like a studio exec being like, hey, you need to sex this shit up more.
I mean, it seems like it's
fucking
still,
boring.
She still looks like fucking Victorian horrible, like French shittiness. I mean, they all look shitty. I think everyone there. But the costumes, the fucking atmosphere of that film is undeniably perfectly executed.
It's huge scale, and the fact of like putting it as a period piece,
gorgeous,
because I mean fucking like every down piece. To like everything, like you're just like holy shit, they really went all out to make it look like that time.
But the idea that Salieri is telling the story,
it's like the Notebook
of what happened to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart after he tried to kill himself. He's confessing to a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a gorgeous fucking concept, because he takes full and utter blame for that guy's death because he tried to warp his mind
and fuck him over.
Kill God's instrument. Yeah.
Yeah. He was jealous of him.
Lied to him, constantly saying no one cared for his music when he was just, you know, crying at his performances and
which
stuff.
Is a really cool character development of that character.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's him like, fuck, I killed like the most talented person ever.
Oh, yeah. At the end, he's like, what does he say? He says, I'm the... I'm the emperor of mediocrity, as he's going through an insane asylum in a wheelchair. And he just has his hands crossed over his heart. And he's like, bless. Or he's like, I absolve you. I absolve you. I am the emperor of mediocrity.
Wow.
And that's the end of the fucking film. And you hear Amadeus laugh. And that's the end. I'm like, wow. Fuck that movie. There's a reason why that movie just fucking resonates with me. And obviously the fucking music.
Yeah, definitely.
Just crushing.
Who plays Amadeus?
He's this smaller statured British actor. He's in...
He looks like fucking Mark Hamill, kind of.
He's just a real little...
I'll look it up.
Oh, man, he's not in much. Yeah. I want to say he's in the Monty Python stuff a bit. And he was in...
Tom Hulse. Or Hulsey...
Yeah,
I'm not
and
really
the guy
sure
who played Salieri, I think won an Academy. I think they both won Academy Awards. It's like a 9 Academy Award winning movie.
Yeah, you're right. He isn't in like a ton of shit. Yeah, he has like big spaces, like 2002 to 2006. Did nothing like Hunchback or Notre Dame 2.
Yeah.
He was Quasimodo.
Yeah,
and in the first one as well. Frasier, Fearless. Yeah, he's been in some stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, Shadow Man. I gotta watch that.
Ooh. So
sounds like it's gonna be terrible.
So Amadeus. Yeah. I saw...
I'm sorry. I just looked at my... like, you know how IMDb has banners on top of the page?
Yeah.
It says National Geographic Channel, Killing Jesus. Premiere event Sunday, 8 o'clock. I was like...
that classic tale.
Killing Jesus.
Hey, all you Easter fans out there.
Yeah, hang him up. Put him in his usual pose. Make everybody sad.
Sweet Jesus.
That just really... and there's like a little picture of like him like looking down. Like, it looks like he's on the cross, like in the bottom corner. Yeah, it's weird. National Geographic's like, how are we gonna grab our audience? Killing Jesus. Holy shit, give that dude a raise.
Killing Jesus. We're gonna recreate it on some pigs here.
Crucify pig. We have to break both of its arms because they don't stretch that way. But whatever.
The tendons would have held.
They don't have shoulder bones.
if by the wrist, not the palm.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. Like, even in the Bible, it says that he said that, like, look at my hands, and it's actually like his wrist because it has to go through the... what's the two?
Is it, I don't know
it's
the names.
Ulnus and radia, or I can't remember.
You're a doctor. I'm not.
I am a doctor.
I rewatched Jiro Dreams of Sushi. It's a documentary.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Fucking sick.
Awesome.
I like how you turned into a Japanese person. Awesome.
Okay, it's some of that. Beautiful fucking string quartet soundtrack on that film.
The whole film's really fucking cool.
Oh, so cool.
Did you see the one about the tuna fish going extinct? I can't remember what
it's
called.
I've seen a few about the over farming of tuna.
And then like them making farms in the sea with the giant nets. That's so fucking cool. I mean, it's horrible, but it's so cool.
When they bottom troll, like they rip up 90% shit they don't need.
Yeah.
And they're like, just die on the boat, then we'll throw the bag back in.
Like, why?
They literally like, well, because we're fishing out what we want.
I understand.
Fuck you, great white shark and blue whale. Hang in there.
If you can survive, you'll make
it. Get some more of this oxygen in your blowhole while we grab these nice
shrimp.
Well,
yeah, I mean, like, the whale's like, yeah, I'm fine. But, like, the shark's like, can't breathe.
Pretty sure the whale's dying, too.
Well, but they can survive on land for a while. There's all those, like, fucking, you know, videos of hippies trying to push whales back into the ocean. They weigh, like, it's like them trying to roll a bus into the ocean.
I did see that really nice video of, like, when all the dolphins just came on shore and all the people just pulled them back in by their fin.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, they, like, it was something with, like, they use echolocation, right?
Yeah,
it was something they got fucked up
there.
And, like, they went to shore and there's just people just, like, dragging them back in by their tails. The dolphin's like, no, I want to die. I hate it out
there.
People
are like, are these dolphins trying to kill themselves?
Yeah.
Dolphins like, nope, just got turned around.
No, we're all dumb. You thought we were smart. We're dumb. Have you seen the code?
It took a Michael Scott on the GPS.
Yeah.
It says
turn right here. No, Michael, it just means continue on this road. It says turn right. I'm turning right into the fucking river or the pond.
Michael, are you okay?
Yeah, he's swimming at him and shit.
Trying to get the gift baskets. So I watched that again. So fun. Such a good documentary. I watched a lot of motorcycle stuff because I'm getting into that warmer weather is coming.
As it blizzards.
And so I watched The Long Way Round and The Long Way Down, two different documentaries starring Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman, one of his best friends.
Okay.
And The Long Way Round, they go from London all the way through Europe, all the way through Russia, all the way through Mongolia, pop out on Alaska, come down Alaska, British Columbia, shoot through fucking Canada, come through the United States, and end up in New York.
That sounds like the coldest bike ride ever.
Long way round, and long way down, they go from John O'Groats, Scotland, all the way through Europe.
That sounds
awful,
too. All
the way through Africa.
Gee, okay, the
20,000 miles each time.
Wow, it's insane.
Yeah.
How many miles a day, do you know?
On bad days, like, they would average maybe even, like, as low as 50 or 60 or...
miles?
Like, a day.
Fuck
on
off.
On good days, they could crush, like, 400.
That's insane.
It'd take them months. I mean, they were gone for months. It's a really...
Well, I mean, like,
100 really cool
miles takes about 2 hours going, like, 70.
Yes, but if you're going on, like, sand, like,
were they
paths,
making roads themselves?
Well, no, like, there are parts in...
shortcuts?
Mongolia that aren't roaded. They literally were just...
Yeah, Mongolia sounds like a place.
GPS-wise in a
direction.
Yeah.
It's not even
like,
GPS
this
anymore.
Looks
it's
easy,
like,
go this way.
It's one of those
hill,
like latitude, longitude, like fucking things. They're like, well, no, yeah, you're here in the world. We have no
they
idea
just,
if there's a road.
They just
here
have like a satellite compass thing, and yeah, they're just like, no, we need to go east.
They got like machetes going through the forest,
oh,
like chopping
it's
ways.
Bad. They're in. There's one when they're in Tanzania in Africa, and they're literally having to like, they had to have like African militants, like security guards, help them push their bikes through this like 4 foot, like the fucking Black Death mud pit. It took them like 2 days.
Oh, it's the nothing.
Yeah. Or tax. Yeah. So
pulling his bike out. Yeah. I named it that just in case.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. Great documentaries. They're like 6 and 8 episode. Not documentaries.
They're mini like miniseries. Yeah.
Great, great fucking fun. And Ewan McGregor's fucking hilarious. Like, he's always making jokes because he's not as skilled as his friend at riding off-road.
Yeah.
So he's constantly fucking falling off his bike in slow off-roady bouncy shit.
Right, right.
And so he's just like, I'm getting real fucking tired of fucking crashing. Like,
that's amazing.
And he's like, and then there's this part where he gets back on the bike and they're like, how you feeling, Ewan? And he was just like, fucking Ewan McGregor bitches and moans his way to fucking Africa. Like, just fucking drives off, but then, like, he's skidding his tire and shit.
That's amazing. Did you, speaking of miniseries, did you hear about Kevin Smith's shooting dates for the next, like, year and a half?
No.
Mallrats, Clerks 3 starts in May of this year, 2015.
Yeah.
And then in December or a little bit before that, Moose Jaws.
Yeah.
And then Hit Somebody miniseries is coming out of 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And then after that, Mallrats too.
Jesus.
How fucking sick is
he's
that?
He's really
though?
Fucking pumping
the
he's
sequels.
He's turning it on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not only that,
well,
I mean,
he's turning
creating
on his production, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because he went through that time period of when he was like, I'm done, fuck
yeah,
you all. He
I
had the hockey
movie
stick at Sundance,
yeah,
and he was like, fuck everyone.
Huh.
And
like, no, I got what I need, bye.
Yeah, and then he wrote Tusk and then wrote the fucking, Yoga Hosers is already done. They're shooting in Philly for Clerks 3. They were about to shoot in Pittsburgh. I was so pumped.
That would have been...
The fucking Dogma Abortion Clinic is right next to where I practice at in New Kensington. I went and saw it. Like, I was like, holy shit, like, that, like that's where
oh,
it brought...
Shit. I want to get attacked by hockey players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's like where they're all like fucking like baby killer. Like, it's...
well, doesn't she get attacked at out of coming to her car that night by them and drops her keys under the car?
Oh yeah, 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 right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That I was thinking of like
when she's coming into work.
Yeah, and the dude from fucking Combo Man. I don't know why I can't remember his name. Brian. Oh my God,
I don't know.
This is blowing my mind that, like, Johnson, holy shit, yeah. His name, and that's from Dogma, his name was Brian Johnson, the kid with cancer, yeah, never told anybody, peed in his hand. I thought that was worth mentioning on here.
That's awesome.
For people that
don't
know.
I mean, not as awesome as if it was in Pittsburgh, but.
But I'm still pumped that, like, we get Clerks 3, we get Moose, I can't wait for fucking Moose Jaws. Moose Jaws, I can't wait for Hit Somebody, that's been fucking talks for, like, the past 4 years or some bullshit. That was before Goon came out, because Shawn Michaels. What's his name? Sean...
William Scott.
Was it William Scott? I was about to say Sean Michael Scott. Okay. Sean William Scott. He was supposed to play the lead in it. And then he was like, well, are we going into production soon? He's like, well, I need some more time. Like, we're probably looking at, like, you know, 6 months to a year. And he's
and
like,
he
well...
was like, I need a paycheck.
I'm going to go... No, he's like, I'm going to go do this other hockey movie then. And, like, he went
and did
Goon. Do
you know who he wants as a lead in the miniseries?
No, he hasn't said much about anything.
I hope Jay's in it. That'd be cool.
Jason Mewes?
Is he cool with Jay?
Jason Mewes?
No, Jay Baruchel.
Oh,
they don't know each other, do they?
Well, I think that, like, he wrote that script completely, like, oblivious of, like, Kevin writing, you know, hit somebody, because he's from Canada.
Yeah.
So I'm sure hockey's a pretty big element in his life. That's all Goons and fucking incredible, about, too. And not only that, Kevin Smith even said, he's like, it's a fantastic movie. He's like, I'm just a little butthurt about fucking Sean William Scott, like, being like, ah, fuck y'all, bounce and then, like, it, and then did another hockey movie.
I hope, Hit Somebody is like fucking Slapshot. You ever seen Slapshot?
No, but everyone tells me that I need to see
it. Fucking good, dude. The first one is fucking awesome. It's really, it's almost like 20 years before Goon or Hit Somebody, the idea of that kind of movie.
Yeah.
There was Slapshot and it was fucking raw.
Like, that's sick. Well, I mean, like, he's read some of the script from Hit Somebody and it's fucking insane. Like, because he wrote it as like one movie. And then he was like, well, it's going to have to be a two-parter.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, you're not going to get one hockey movie made. There's no way you're getting fucking two.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think Jay Muse is like, well, why don't you make it like a mini-series? And he was like, you fucking brilliant idiot.
You silly idiot.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
Do you think Netflix or...
I fucking hope. That would be the best way to go, honestly. Or Epix. I don't know if they just release specials or if they release shows as well, but I think that would be a cool route.
I know Yahoo does some... Original,
you know, he's not going to go for. Well, they do Community now, don't they? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to go for like something like just internet based. It's going to be something that's like streamable or something like
Netflix
that.
Netflix is the way, dude.
Netflix or like Showtime, HBO. Do like a kind of like a True Detective, like a 6-week event.
I for me, I just don't want it on there.
HBO,
because I can't get it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I guess you're right. True Detective never came to Netflix.
I think it's way less. I think that's why Netflix shows originals blow the fuck up, because I imagine more people just watch them.
Well, because more people have access to
it. I mean, yeah.
Because it's $9 a month.
Fucking House of Cards is far beyond what True Detective's numbers, I bet, were. Probably. Even though they're both fucking juggernauts.
Right.
I just don't think HBO, that format, is getting as far as Netflix now.
And all right, this is like a huge thing that I think is going to happen is that, like, we're just going to start paying for apps. You're going to get an HBO app or a Showtime app for like
and
fucking HBO's $10 a month.
Getting an app only option. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have HBO, you can go to HBO Go and sign in with your profile for Time Warner or whatever the fuck.
I don't, so I'm pumped to just.
I can give you the password.
Buy the app. Oh, yay.
Cool. Yeah.
That's
sure.
crazy, dude.
Yeah, definitely. You can do any device you want. I mean,
that's crazy. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Great
breaking news.
Have happened today.
All right. Well, go burn books. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to go home and watch HBO, motherfucker. Yeah,
I'm going to watch True Detective again. But by the way, I'm so stoked for that coming back.
I'm going to watch
Game of Thrones. Yeah, let's be honest.
Let's say that it's going to be a 4-season boner fest.
I started watching Game of Thrones again because I was like, man, I should catch up for this new season. And Bran is like 3 years old, and now he's like 27.
Yeah.
He has aged so much.
Yeah, I follow them on Instagram, and there's always pictures of Sansa
and
Arya.
Arya. I just saw that one too. I was like, what the fuck?
From season 1 to 5, and you're like, that's like 13 to like 20 for those girls.
Yeah. Incredible. Well, Arya is probably like fucking 8 to like 15, but still, I mean, it's insane. Anyways, go ahead with all your movies. Yeah, sorry.
I do have a few. The last one, an actual film, and it's something I hadn't seen before.
Okay.
The Scribbler. The Scribbler. Laurel from Arrow.
Yeah.
Is the fucking main actress in this movie.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, you see her titties a bunch.
Oh, that's a good spoiler, dude.
Sign me up.
Spoiling nips.
They're not spoiled. They're so... dude, she...
They're so unspoiled.
She acts... her fucking ass off. It is raw. It reminds me of Scanner Darkly content mixed with like Fight Club and like 7 color schemes. Like almost like a David
filter.
Fincher filmed like a Scanner Darkly story.
Like, but Fight Club.
But with a comic book. It's based off a graphic novel.
That's sick. I feel like Fight Club had like a green filter over the lens.
Oh, yeah. They do. I mean, he does.
Dead Silence, we're going to talk about this later, but I feel like they shot that with a blue filter. Okay. Everything, like it was every... does the blue filter mean that they take away blue, or does it mean that they add blue? You know how, like, 300, like, adds the gold to everything?
Yeah,
I feel like that's a gold filter. So if I'm saying this wrong, I apologize. But, yeah, I feel like Fight Club had, like, a green filter, because even the case of Fight Club has, like, super green overtone to everything.
It almost, like, even if it's... if it's a brown, it's got green in it.
Yeah.
If it's a gold, it's got green. It's just a tint of green.
Exactly.
Which could either be an overlay or it could be some sort of digital, like, addition to every color later.
Right, right.
In certain amounts.
Yeah, or like changing the hue and saturation and shit like that.
They could do it in post to where, like, one scene's a little heavier than another to, like, break your eye to that part of the screen or whatever. But
yeah, because that's one thing about the case is that it's all green. Like, everything has that green haze, but then the fucking soap bar is completely
pink. Yeah.
And definitely not under that same thing. So, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably to, like, direct your eye in a way that your brain doesn't even, like, pick up on.
Oh, yeah. But you feel... You feel like you're in one of his films when you're done watching it, so it works.
Yeah, definitely.
This film, oh man, I'm trying to think of other films. It reminds me of, like, The Filth of the Crow, like the way it looks. Real dirty fucking,
I'm about to
like,
say, The
people.
Crow had a lot of grain, too.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of film
grainy,
grain.
Not, like, huge budget. But, dude, it's based off a fucking graphic novel by Image that came out a few years ago called The Scribbler.
Okay.
I can't find it for less than $500.
Shut the front door.
I don't understand.
Let me go to Amazon. You went there?
$495, brother. $495.
What?
There's like five options. There were like five, what do you call it? Like results.
Like, or like sellers.
Five sellers. And they're all cockroachers. They all want the most.
Okay, yeah, this is, holy fuck, yeah, 425.
It's a gorgeous fucking graphic novel, too. There's a few pages you can see.
Wait, but is this issue one or the actual graphic novel? Or is the graphic novel, like, in limited release?
Dude, there's so little about it. I think he printed 10 of them.
Honestly, I mean, that's what I would think, too. Or probably, like, fucking, like, it was probably, like, 20,000.
I have read a lot of reviews on the film, though, and they say people that have read the graphic novel...
Is this on Netflix?
Yes.
Motherfucker. I just saw the fucking poster.
Dude,
I was like, holy shit.
It is so fucking
She's like,
good.
She's in the Batman downwards. Pose of like, the 66 Batman where like him and Robin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh man, the
Walking
concepts.
Walking up the wall.
Everything about it. The concepts are just fucking incredible. Like, it feels real, but it also feels like a dream state because like things are sort of off because things wouldn't happen that way.
Like Sucker Punch?
Sort of. Not so much to where, like...
Dragons and planes!
Yeah, big fucking, like, dirigibles with machine gun dragons.
I'm not gonna lie. When I saw, like, them, like, in that fucking 1940s, like, fucking, like, jet... Like, something that was, like, in World War II, fighting a dragon, I was like, this is the best movie ever. Like...
No, there's not, like, 20
was that
foot
Whedon?
Samurais. No.
Sucker Punch?
No.
Mm-mm. Hmm.
No.
Did he have anything to do with it?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I would have known.
Yeah, you would. You suck that dude's dick every night.
I love
night.
That dude's dick. So good.
Anyways, did you need to compare it to anything
like a
else?
Sweet apple. did you need to compare it to anything else?
Like a sweet apple.
Oh, you didn't mean Joss Whedon's dick. You meant the film. No, I don't need to compare it to anything else, but I do want to walk you through the basics.
Snyder, my bad. That's what I was thinking of. like a sweet apple. Nom, 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 nom.
Eat it to the core. I got a seed in my tongue. Listen.
His seed.
All right. Applesauce, bitch.
Oh, nice.
How
do you like them apples? Applesauce, bitch.
All right.
James
so,
on Bob Strike Back.
I just want to give you a little rundown. So this girl is in intensive therapy because she has multiple dissociative disorder.
Sounds like Sucker Punch.
Is it?
Yeah, they're all in, like, a psych ward.
Oh, okay. So, she's not... She...
This is how
she
they
right
escape.
Now is in, like, a fucking insane asylum.
Sounds
but
like
she's
Sucker
getting...
Punch.
There's a name for it. It's a machine this
Treatment.
Guy creates that zaps her and fucking can delete a personality.
Oh, kind of like electroshock
Yeah,
therapy,
but it actually
but, yeah.
shows, like, a counter.
Oh, so it's like, I can get this part of the brain and delete that. Almost like Eternal
you can't
Sunshine.
Pick them. Yeah, but you can't pick which personalities you're deleting.
You just are.
Yeah, you're just deleting
wow, that's fucked.
Other ones that aren't her consciously.
Huh.
So when she goes into a version of herself called the Scribbler that, like, writes everything backwards and can't speak... Like, that's one that's very, like, nerve-wracking. It makes the doctor nervous because the Scribbler is very fucking, like, we don't know what the fuck this person is.
So it's different personalities, but the Scribbler's the main one?
The Scribbler is, like, her most potent one.
Gotcha.
Like, the one that does powerful things. Like, she doesn't understand why.
Do they hold a mirror up to it to read the shit?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. There's a lot of scenes where, like, she looks in, like, the mirror to see what Scribbler wrote. But eventually they kill enough of the fucking personality. She's down to like 7 or 8 that they put her in this halfway house, which is this.
So she's
place.
Schizophrenic?
Yeah. She's like okay. Schizo. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So she's in this fucking thing. It's called, Juniper Towers. It's this literally, it's a fucking broken down like apartment complex for insane people that are in rehabilitation. They're working to get better for society.
Almost like a ghetto of
but no
people.
One is that. No security. It's pretty much just go fucking fend for yourself. Get
yeah,
better.
Like they kind of just dump all... It's like Australia for prisoners. Yeah,
yeah, they're dumping them in there. So she gets in there and there's people...
Not now.
Shit on the walls.
Australia
and
used
shit.
To be for prisoners. It was a prisoner island. Yeah.
First,
that's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Yeah, right. He stabs somebody. or shanks, rather.
A lot of really cool fucking... fucked up people, really dark fucking movie, but eventually the Scribbler starts like ripping out power lines and like putting stuff together in her room, like creating a machine that can like pretty much bring out your who you truly are.
Oh, cool.
And it shows you who you truly are, like
yeah.
it underneath your skin and your soul,
like
and,
almost like the subconscious.
Yeah, so if you're fucking a psychotic person who pushes people off the roof of Juniper Towers, it'll turn you into a bad guy. If you're a fucking kid at heart, you'll be like fucking like a Buddhist, like laughing, like really
so
gnarly
like,
stuff. Like,
so you actually turn into physically who you are.
Yes.
That's really fucking
And then
cool.
eventually...
That's insane
like,
concept.
Dude, it's a fucking super... It's the beginning of a superhero movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I assume that with just the name The Scribbler.
Yeah.
When you put the in front of anything, I mean...
I mean, but honestly, for the budget... For the fucking, like, directing, it's oh, man, I've watched it once, and I'm halfway through it again, and I plan on finishing it tonight.
Wow.
Fucking
It got
cool.
a 5.3 on fucking...
Dude, a lot of great crazy. Movies got 5.... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, yeah, no,
You know what I... Like, some of the movies
her
I like
the Suki?
Most. Suki. But
Suki.
Yeah.
Suki. I'm Bill Compton. Let me suck that pussy.
Speaking of...
you watched
Jason,
True Blood?
Jason Stackhouse.
Is that Bill Compton?
No, Jason Stackhouse is Sookie's brother, and he's the main character in Dead Silence.
Oh, but before we get to that.
Oh, before that epic. Before that.
Movies I've watched.
Yes. Sorry.
Leprechaun.
I am sorry.
That's okay.
What'd you see?
Leprechaun.
All right. Moving on.
All right.
Dude, how can you stomach what we're about to, the two we're about to discuss, and then you threw Leprechaun on
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
can you live with your...
Well, all right. This is what happened.
You must have been
so,
on some antidepressants after this week.
Yeah, no. I've been cutting.
Not cool.
Yeah, bloodletting, as I call it. But anyway, so I was doing some Mac homework. I'm taking a Mac concepts class,
yeah.
and I was late on like 260 points
yeah.
of the first assignment.
Ah.
I got like 30 of them.
Okay.
So I missed 230 points.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, take screen caps of this, just kind of show you know your way around Mac and stuff. Yeah. And so I was doing all that stuff. Then I had to write the history of Apple.
Oh.
And it was like 4 paragraphs, and I was like,
"Jobs,
trust me, I know a ton about Apple now. I read so much bullshit.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, but it's incredible. It's a really cool story. But rewriting it in my own words, so I couldn't like you know get hit for plagiarism.
Yeah.
But also, I'm turning in an assignment that the Dropbox for was closed on Monday, and it was fucking Wednesday when I was doing it. Either way,
Waz is
so while I was doing that, I just threw on Leprechaun in the background. I was like, "Oh, Leprechaun, right on. I remember this as a kid. I'll check it out." Not gonna lie, like, I was like, this is an amazing piece of dog shit.
Okay, good.
Like, it's just so...
I was breathing heavy. I'm
no,
like,
no, no,
is
it's just
say amazing film?
No, no, it's just so horribly good.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
like, I was, like, looking away. I was like, dude, and Jennifer Aniston, stars.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer fucking Aniston,
what
dude.
Year would that be for her?
Before right
Friends.
Right before, like, literally
okay.
a year before Friends.
Okay.
Hit. I think it was 93, I want
to
say.
Really, that really took her to the top.
All right. These are my notes. Jennifer Aniston. Leprechaun drives a go-kart
mm-hmm.
with a pitchfork.
Awesome.
He rides a skateboard.
Yeah.
He rides another go-kart
yeah.
without a pitchfork. He rides roller skates and a wheelchair. 5 vehicles. They could have made a McDonald's toy out of this
yes.
motherfucker
yeah. Yeah.
had it not been rated R. There's this one part of the movie where they whip shoes at him
yeah.
to distract him because he shines shoes. And they just have a box of shoes that thrown on him, and he's like picking up shoes, like, oh god damn it, gotta do
the
them all.
The leprechaun compulsively needs to shine shoes. So
it's
that-
fucking. I was fucking almost pissing my pants. I was like, this is incredible.
Who wrote this shit?
And then, and then the last. All right, so the whole basis of the leprechaun is that you have to find a 4-leaf clover, and that's like his like fucking
yeah.
kryptonite.
Oh.
And what happens is, like, this guy finds his gold. He comes back to the town. He's like, we're rich. We're rich.
Yeah.
And then the leprechaun finds him, kills his wife or some shit. And then this is, like, in the beginning 5 minutes. This isn't spoilers. It's not like you're going to watch it anyways. it is on Netflix, so if you care to indulge. But so he is in the basement, like, fighting this leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets him into this, like, box because he, like, shoots him or some shit like that. And then he puts a four-leaf clover on top of the box. And the leprechaun can't do anything after that.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, again, it's kryptonite.
Clever.
And, like, the only way to kill the leprechaun is to put the four-leaf clover on him, makes him mortal, I'm assuming. Because this motherfucker gets blasted by a shotgun about 90 times.
Yeah, he just keeps walking.
Dude, no, he it's weird. Like, it knocks him out. Like, they shoot him with a shotgun, you're like, oh, he's dead. And he pops back up, and he's like, no, I'm not me. You know, I can't do an Irish accent. But anyway, so...
He really talks, and he's really...
Have you seen Leprechaun?
I can't remember.
Do you remember Leprechaun in the Hood or Leprechaun
3? Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
I think there's Leprechaun in Space.
Leprechaun in the Hood, is that with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, trust me, that's our new, that's our next
No, it's not. You move on.
Anyway, so, yeah, they shoot this motherfucker a ton of times with a shotgun. Also, some pretty decent gore. I'm pretty sure it's Willow from, from, what the fuck is that movie?
Willow from Buffy?
No, Willow, the midget. Is it from Willow?
Oh, you're talking about, oh, God, what is his name?
Yeah, but what's the movie called?
Talking about Willow, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay,
yes.
But that's his name, correct? Yes. Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure Willow is
Warwick
him.
Warwick Davis.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that, before I fucking say
it,
I'm like, oh.
It probably is Warwick Davis. He's one of the most, like, highly regarded.
Midgets?
Small people, yes.
Oh, my bad, I said it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking fool.
It might have been Vern. Nope, Warwick Davis, yeah. He played him in all of them, too.
Good.
Anyway, so... Fuck, what was I talking about?
He's amazing in Harry
He gets
Potter.
Shot a lot. Who does he play? One of the goblins?
He plays one of the goblins, and then he's sitting in the house.
Yeah. Warwick Davis is a boss. Willow's fantastic. And, all right, if you go watch Willow right after I said that, just... Make sure you understand that it's very childy.
Willow's awesome.
But Willow's great. Like, I caught
Willow's
myself now.
Willow's nostalgically great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like Legend.
Legend is rough. Ooh, man. That is a rough one. Anyways, okay, so the four-leaf clover. So, fucking, he's, like it's, like, the last scene. Like, shit is fucked. A decent amount of gore in it. Not crazy. Obviously very low budget and shit like that. But, I mean, good for what it was.
Yes.
And he definitely had that kind of Freddy Krueger-ish.
I love how you're going so hard into this.
Yeah, no, I want to...
of...
Leprechaun.
Because we have many miles to go.
Yeah, we do.
Meant in terms of shitty movies to talk about.
It's been my whole week. He had a very, like, Freddy Krueger kind of,
like a maniacal?
Funny. Like, funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, shitty, funny leprechaun making quips and shit like that, you know? and then at the end of the movie, like, there's this little kid throughout the movie, and he's, like, he's kind of, like, he's an 80s kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, beer drinking, fuck you, motherfucker, like, shit like that. Like, real shit talker. Yeah. Like, Bad News Bears.
Tough guy.
Never seen it, but I'll make that comparison.
That's true. The original,
which I feel like we should do that for in depth. Mm-hmm. Bad News Bears. I really want to. Anyways, so the kid, they find a four-leaf clover, thank God, in a clover patch, which is like, you know, finding a needle in a haystack, and they definitely make that aware to you while they're doing it.
Good thing
Holy
they got
fuck.
It though. Okay.
Yeah, they found it, and shit is going awry. And this kid, he has a slingshot. And he takes the bubblegum out of his mouth, wraps the four-leaf clover on the bubblegum, takes out a slingshot, and then goes, fuck you, Lucky Charms. And whips it, and it shoots in the fucking leprechaun's mouth. And he falls into a well, and they light it on fire and blow it up and shit. It's nasty.
Okay.
I'm
going to take you at your word, because I was entertained by the talk of the film.
I think you dig it. It's one of those...
Why do you do Know Me?
No. Go into it thinking, like, paint during it and shit. Yeah. If you need, like, fodder for the background, definitely put this, because it is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Because I think, like, halfway through the movie, they're like, we're making a funny movie, aren't we?
This is going to be hilarious even presently.
And then they became completely self-aware by the time, like, Leprechaun 3 came around and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Leprechaun in the Hood?
Yeah.
Leprechaun in the Hood, that's not a horror film.
I'm just glad Warwick's getting fucking work. because he's pretty
well, this was
awesome.
In 93, but yeah.
No, he did Life's Too Short with Ricky Gervais and Carl Pilkington just recently, I think 2014. It was a 6-episode BBC special.
He's in The Force Awakens.
Oh, awesome.
Wow.
Wait.
It just says post-production. Might be a voice.
Cool. Yeah, he does have a cool voice. He's very, like, he reminds me of, like, Edward James Olmos, kind of.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
He can kind of be like a, very solemn, British, sort of honorable-sounding guy.
Battlestar Galactica. Two Guns, Miami Vice, and Blade Runner. Those are his best known for. Wow, he does a lot of voice work. Holy
dude,
fuck.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
He was in everything.
Yeah, he was in...
He's in the George Lopez TV show. He was Mr. Vega?
He was in I'm Still Here, the Joaquin Phoenix documentary.
Oh, wow, yeah, probably.
He's one of his co-stars in the film that Joaquin pretty much was like, fuck off.
Yeah, I was about to say, I probably don't remember from him, like, blowing lines off hookers' assholes while he's trying to rap. I was like, wow, this is way more intriguing than anything else you can show me.
I don't fear a fuck a fear, fuck a fear. Like, he was real weird
so bad.
About it. And I give it to him and Casey because he had me convinced that was legit.
Shock. Everybody, they fucking pranked the entire world. And doesn't get any credit for it.
No, gets
what's that
shit
new,
on. Gets
new like, Vice, what's the new movie he's coming out with?
Joaquin?
Yeah. You showed me the trailer of it.
Did I?
Yeah, he like fucking like gets punched in the face and like does that stumble walk and then like spins around.
Oh, Inherent Vice.
Inherent Vice. Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that I did see that. That's a Paul Thomas Anderson.
You saw it already?
Yeah.
Fuck the fuck off.
Well,
you have it?
I don't really want to talk. Yeah, I have it.
I'll give you HBO. You give me that.
I don't think you'll care for it.
Really?
I didn't care for it.
Fuck yourself.
It's weird because I love
that trailer.
Paul Thomas
sells
Anderson.
The motherfuck
yes,
out
does.
Of it,
and it was almost like one of those like, oh boy, this isn't where we thought it would be. It's the trailer that eclipses the film, and I love Paul Thomas. I fucking love him. Like everything he's done, There Will Be Blood, fucking Punch Drunk Love.
Paul
his
Thomas
shit,
Anderson, if you didn't know, Tony knows him.
I said Paul Thomas Anderson twice before I said just Paul.
No, you said Paul Thomas. You're like, Paul Thomas.
Oh, because
Paul
if they
Thomas.
Google Paul Thomas, it'll be Paul Thomas Hernandez. Paul. Not Hernandez. Like, it's not going to be any other person that comes up.
His Spanish counterpart.
He is.
All right, let's dive into
Testa
Tony.
Listen, conquistador, it's Testa Tony time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
I'm so sorry. Me and Matt watched it, and he was like,
yeah.
Oh, this is a horrible piece of shit.
3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw that, too.
3.
I think it got like a 2 or a 1% on IMDb. I'll look it up right now. Go ahead, though. You dive into what you thought about it, bro. Just silence.
It was
3.6.
An abortion of film.
Yep. Yeah.
They made $120 million off of Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Worldwide success. What do? They just take hot steaming dumps. Can't even get their actors back. Half of 90% of them.
Liu Kang was the only one.
Liu Kang reprised his role.
Liu Kang and the guy that played like Sub-Zero and Scorpion or whatever, like the ninja guy that was behind the mask. I think he reprised his role because that dude like runs a fucking dojo in California.
I'm also shocked that fighting scenes could get shittier from the first shitty movie.
Jax was rough.
Jax was real rough because those arms must have been heavy or something.
And not only that, like, he had fingertips, so they were still his arms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then he gets them ripped off.
But isn't the fucking, in the thing, like, they're not, like, arms that go over his. They're replacing his arms.
Oh, they're literally, like, crushed. Like his arms are, like
ripped off or crushed or some bullshit, and then they put metal arms on top of it. Yeah, I hated that portion of it. But I'm not going to lie, when Cyrex came into
view.
Yeah, that was the only cool part. The slow motion walk, you're like, holy. And Noob Saibot, too. Which is like, the creator of Mortal Kombat, his name is Boone.
Boone.
And Noob is his. Yeah, I thought that was pretty
Noob
neat.
Noob Saibot, that's cool.
And Matthew like Stevens Cyrex? Told me about that. I just want to give him the credit.
That's cool.
Before
you
fucking
like the Cyrex fight, though?
No.
Okay.
And not only that, his power was fucking dumb as fuck, too. Like, opening the chest and then be like, I melt you.
Well, did you
play the games?
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
That is his melt web.
Yeah.
But it's just really
but it looked
shitty.
Like a web in the game. It shot out a green web. This was like, we're little dots.
You had to jump over it.
Yeah. And not only that, he also did do the spike bombs, which I was like, okay, that was sick.
That's cute.
Let's go back to Noob Saibot, though.
Okay.
Actually, let's start at the top.
Let's not. My God. Don't watch this. Don't watch this.
Yeah.
Give it one.
Was it Noob or Smoke? I think it was Smoke. Was Smoke the
Smoke
first?
Smoke is like black and gray.
Yeah, but Smoke was the first cyborg in the movie, correct?
I forget. Fuck, I
Liu Kang and fucking Sonya Blade are like in, what's it called? Underworld? Netherworld?
Outerworld?
Outerworld. Overworld? Did we watch this? And they're like in this like chamber right before they hop in those balls that make them spin all fast, which I really want to comment on.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, and that there's that fight, and I think it's Noob Saibot. That's who comes up, shoots the rockets out of his chest.
Well,
and then fucking Sub-Zero's brother flies in like Peter fucking Pan in a play and freezes him. I was like, where's my note? Sub-Zero, a brother, can fly. He wasn't black. I didn't mean that. Not like Sub-Zero,
you had to write
comma,
it quickly so you could get back to the action.
Honestly.
Fuck.
Holy fuck. Like, everything about that was shitty.
Everything.
Scorpion said, suckers!
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, Scorpion and Sub-Zero are like tripping and falling on in scene.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa. I'm like, did you not notice?
And the what's that called? Like where they hook you up to a harness?
Yeah.
Wirework.
Yeah.
Insanely awful.
I think every human that they filmed did overhead flip.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Well, no. Anytime, like even like Shao Kahn at the beginning, like he like does like a fucking triple
the 40
front
footer?
Flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, like onto the ground.
But then Raiden's like, I'll come get you.
Front flip.
Yeah. and Raiden's like, I will double punch, you know, like fly punch you. I'm like, that's cool. But then, if you're going to utilize, I guess I'm like, if Shao Kahn's going to utilize his energy hits and stuff in the first battle, why not use them later?
Right.
If Raiden can fucking do that, why not electrocute? Why
Raiden
not
was also reprised, like his role was reprised by Dexter's dad.
Not reprised.
Redone. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. My bad. I used that word wrong. But yeah, he took over the role of Raiden and it was Dexter's dad.
And my God, he didn't want to act.
And not only that, they shaved his head. Fuck him. Fuck him. Like, fuck him. Fuck him. I was like,
he grow it back?
In later in the movie?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
There's a longer amount of hair at one
maybe.
Point.
Maybe. I mean, I guess
it's weird. It's
he's like the fucking Santa Claus or some shit. But like, God,
with his V-cut shirt.
They're like, let's sex up Raiden. Give him a flat top.
Cut them sleeves off.
Cut the sleeves off. Show them guns. Fuck that shit. Oh,
Raiden's
got
to be. He has to say the same lines 9 times.
Yeah.
We're a family. We must work together. Let's do it for Earth. Oh, fuck.
All right. So, did you catch that scene where they were, like, in the balls together? That's where they traveled to?
Yes.
How much do you think that cost to make? Like, that had to production design. Because that's all realistic. That wasn't CGI.
Oh, that was probably an expensive thing then.
But inexpensive?
Then again, no, very expensive.
Yeah, because they had to build tunnels and have those dumb balls fly around. I was like, they could have done anything else other than this. And the only thing that you take away from that whole entire thing is that this is the way they travel. There's two things.
No.
And fucking Katana, right? Is that who Liu Kang was traveling with when they're all face-to-face? Like, she's like, hold on to me. I can drive this.
Yeah.
Oh, woman's empowered. She can drive a motorcycle or a giant ball.
No.
And then she smiles. So, she's into Liu Kang. That's the only reason that served for plot points.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed it for fucking 4.5 minutes.
And they took away production value from, I don't know,
all the CGI?
70 minutes of other scenes that were green screened.
Jesus,
like,
motherfucker.
Pure dog shit.
Yeah.
I've seen, like local news from the 80s that looked
better
green screened over for the weather.
It was atrocious.
Like, you got to be shitting me. There's sounds of thunder and lightning, but no lightning. Like,
not only that, they
used
like that weird blue filter to make it look like shit's cloudy. And I'm like, there's sun hitting them.
Yeah.
You can visibly see the sun hitting them.
There's sharp contrast.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean it's thunder and lightning? God damn this movie.
Honestly,
not only that, Shao Kahn was like fucking the size of 4 buildings when he came out of the first one. Now he's just some fucking dude.
It's a tragedy of filmmaking.
I honestly, like, I saw all the trailer shots, like Cyrax slow-mo walking. I was like, trailer shot, like fucking, like there's so many in there.
But it was funny that we've seen that film but we actually forgot entire entire portions and characters represented in that film because they're so fucking unmemorable.
Yeah, my brain was like, you need not.
You need to filter this out.
You need not this information.
save other knowledge here.
Yeah, honestly,
anything but this.
Like, oh fuck, yeah, it was a rough movie. Shiva.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing she did was a lot of arm crossing.
Oh, she crossed both of her arms all the time,
and then she died. In, like, the worst fucking way, that Minotaur, nothing happened with him.
He got knocked out.
That's it!
They got knocked out, yeah.
Like,
he got punched with a regular fist real hard.
What really bummed me out was that, like, the main fight with Jax and shit.
Yes.
He, he's fighting him. Everyone, all the good guys are losing, right?
Okay, Sonya's getting double punched.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's getting...
Boom, 180. Boom, yeah. 180.
If you like woman beating, there's a great scene.
Oh, she gets beat up by two ninjas for like 10 minutes.
So Jax is losing the fuck out of this fight. And then he remembers Raiden being like, you don't need those. You are you, and you have to have confidence in you or some fucking dumb
Find
bullshit.
Yourself. Yeah.
He rips off the arms, and then everyone starts doing good.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Liu Kang's like, I will counter you. When you
this movie
me.
Was made for fucking children. And not only that, like, the first one at least had some type of, like I don't know, they were trying
it
to...
It almost had a... It also seemed like it had effort behind it.
I felt like these movies are trying to sell the new games. Because did you notice that, like, the camera angle moved, like, how the new ones did with the 360 angle?
Why the fuck would you try to sell the new game that was the most controversial violent fighting game of its time and still now to fucking, I don't know...
Toddlers.
Troglodytes, like absolute fucking like rocks with fucking hair on them.
Troglodytes.
I honestly don't know who it's based for because it's not for like a mature gaming audience that wants to see fucking blood, gore, awesome fighting.
Right.
Because those don't represent that.
And not only that,
go watch Bloodsport.
I was about to say because the movie had no blood.
Yeah, go watch Bloodsport. Those people are dying in that movie, like legitimately.
Matt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Johnny Cage. Bit the big one.
Yeah, he did. Not the same Johnny Cage.
Rest in peace.
Matt saw a tag on Shao Kahn's cape when he was putting it on.
Well, he had to purchase that cape
legitimate fucking tag.
Super. That's fantastic. I'm sure if you look close enough, you'll see Cyrex's like barcodes on his plastic
I'm pretty sure
helmet.
All they did was just take Noob's suit and...
Oh, sprayed it. Yeah. Or did Cyrex then sprayed it
Yeah,
black.
Whatever, yeah.
Same fucking
Either
difference.
Way. Oh, man. So, a piece of shit and did not pass the test of Tony.
No. Let's, I will never view that film again. I want to make that abundantly clear to whoever's listening.
I would definitely put that on during a party. Holy. To where you like just mute it.
So no one gets in front of your TV at your party.
Yeah.
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 Stay away from the TV. I'm putting on Mortal Kombat Annihilation, guys. Everyone's like, oh, God, get out on the porch.
No, I'm about to say everyone just leaves. Guys?
Fuck that guy.
I fucking hate him.
I knew he was going to pull some shit like that.
Let's dive into the in-depth. We did Dead Silence.
Dead Silence. Now, who picked this?
I did. Why? I saw a movie list. I saw a movie list, and it was like...
You had a heavy hopes for
it. No, well, there was like... a list of like 7 or 8 like horror movies.
Movies you've never seen.
No, movies that like weren't like seen enough, like they should have been or some shit like that.
Yeah. You took the bait.
Well, I
you
did.
Took the bait.
My first note. Score starts out pretty cool.
I was going to say I felt like I was watching Seven. Yeah. During those little the credits, very evil, very. Oh, look! I'm writing on dirty paper. Oh, I have like arts and crafts.
Yeah,
I'm
it was definitely very much so. Seven. That was. I can't wait to listen back to that because like it was like we were describing the movie and I was doing the score and you were describing it. This is how we pitch.
Oh.
We go into a fucking studio.
Anyone coming near this guy is gonna die silently. This is enough.
Okay.
I love how you have to finish almost compulsively.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. It's a disorder. All right. So it was very Halloween-y because like when it goes into the actual score, like it goes into bano dano nano dano
dano nano dano nano. Yes. And it almost felt like they were mocking other soundtracks that they had heard,
mocking or paying homage to, or trying to get that feel.
Not
of
pandering,
that thing.
But trying to get you there.
Yeah. I think that was more so. Like, I think it was trying to associate with a better movie.
Right off the bat, though, bruh.
Yeah.
That fucking doll pops in within a minute.
Yeah, Billy.
Is that its name?
Oh, you didn't watch it.
No, I did watch it. I did not gather its name. I just remember Mary Shaw, Dick, watch it.
He pulls down the collar of the doll, and it says Billy on it. Also, fun fact, the dude from Saw, the guy that made Saw, he made Dead Silence.
Shut up.
And also, if you look, the name of the doll from Saw, wow, that's really hard to say.
Jigsaw.
Yeah. Well, no, Jigsaw is the dude.
Who's the doll's name?
Billy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. And he's also in, you remember, the end of the movie, The 100 Dolls?
Yeah.
Billy's in there.
Is he?
The other Billy from Saw.
Yeah. With, red cheek.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
really
cool.
Hard to pick out.
I was afraid he was going to have to shotgun all 100.
I was like, does he have enough bullets?
I know. I was like, Mark Wahlberg's brother can't shoot
them
all.
Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah.
I don't know. I watched this tragedy, bud. I did. When they merge, him driving into the map, and then there's the placard of the town, and they zoom into the placard, and it's him driving.
Yeah,
mother.
All right, before that.
Before that, only cool effect.
The music slowing down and all the sound dropping.
The sound
I thought
dropping
that was so fucking
was
cool.
Was eerie as shit.
Yeah,
and I was still of a hope.
I loved that beginning scene where she's talking and the clock stops ticking.
The whistle of the pot.
I was Dead Silence, I get it. But they never explain why the sound drops, other than the fact that she rips the tongues out of people. But does she rip the
tongues out of teapots?
Yeah, exactly.
I imagine it's almost, I wonder if people around can hear.
You know what it is? This whole movie is based on heckling. And so it's Dead Silence means when she's performing and doing shit, there's nothing.
You shut the fuck up. Watch me kill.
Yeah. No teapots.
She's
no clocks.
It. She's killing it out
nothing.
There.
Nothing. I made the perfect doll.
Because that kid was like, I can see your lips moving.
Oh, that
bitch.
Little motherfucker.
Yeah.
Started the whole thing.
It was, because I just watched Dummy, another ventriloquist movie.
Honestly, what would you rate this?
2 out of 5 Yes.
I'd go 3.
All right.
But that's fine.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5 is more than I thought you would give it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because that's
it is, because I'm trying to not be completely negative. I'm trying to look at the positives, because there were none in Mortal
Kombat. There
was
a lot of cool aspects. Oh, Jesus
Christ. None in Mortal Kombat.
Annihilation. I mean, other than the fact that the Cyrax looked kind of like Cyrax.
And I... Oh, son of a bitch. I don't want to... Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it here.
Yeah.
Fuck. but no, there were... Every car driven in the movie was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was almost like a
Vanilla
really
Sky.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donnie shaves all the time.
That electric razor dies with him.
Dude, he shaves so much in that movie. Yeah. Every time he's interrogating a dude, walks into, he's like, so what are you doing here? Just shaving his
shittiest
neck.
Shittiest fucking copper lines.
Oh my
ever.
God. Oh
don't
my
make
God.
Me chase you. I don't have a full tank of gas.
Also, Saw 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mm. See? It's all coming together.
Yeah.
But honestly,
he was the,
this guy
detective
did
in
way
Saw
better too. With Saw.
Oh,
stop.
Definitely.
Dead stop. Just putting Saw next to Dead Silence.
Yeah.
Don't hold a candle.
Now, how did you feel? All right. How did you feel about the first death? The reveal of it.
Oh, the reveal of the mouth?
Yeah.
I almost, because it is quick, it's like... And I wrote down a note saying, I fucking hate silence to pop.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fucking hate that. I don't know why. I know it's an effect. I know it has a purpose in film, but it literally drives me fucking nuts. Probably because I don't like being startled and being, scared of stuff. But
yeah, definitely.
I am very worried that movies are becoming more dependent on that kind of poppy, cheesy, gotcha bitch fucking crap.
It's the cheap
visual after
it's a cheap scare.
Yeah, the visual after that, it was cool. I was like, oh wow, it looks like her tongue's ripped out, but her teeth too, like almost like
well not like that like it looks
face.
Like her jaw was ripped like open more like extended more than it should be.
And I like the two little lines to make people into puppets. That looks cool. It's a
into
cool effect.
Ventriloquist doll.
Yeah, like I said, there are positives and there are negative. I mean, there's the shit acting I hate
in it,
about it.
The acting in it was fucking awful.
That guy who plays the main actor,
Jamie
played,
from
Jesus.
Yeah, Jamie. I can't remember his name, but yeah, he was in True Blood.
That's Jason Stackhouse.
Yeah, yeah. He was part of the House of the Sun or Church of the Sun.
Yeah, yeah. He was in that cult. Yeah.
That was when I still watched True Blood. Okay. I haven't watched it after season three when she became a fairy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, fuck this dumb shit.
He puts more into that performance than he did here.
Well, again, I mean, like, it's also fucking, like, what, 5 to 9 years after?
Yeah.
I mean, this was shot in 2000 and, hold on. Go ahead.
I was trying to think when this would have lied, when this lied in his career.
Oh, never mind, 2007.
Career. Because he was on True Blood in 2007. No, he wasn't. This
2008.
Was
holy shit. Never mind.
Before.
So he had a year to marinate and he got really well.
You
or
know what
the
did?
Fact of like the writing was just
he
that
went,
dog
he,
shit.
Or he went to the premiere and went, I got to step my fucking game up. Because no one that watched that would think, oh man, Jason Stackhouse, that's who that guy reminds me of. Let's put him in this series that may go for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a big commitment. And he fucks
Is
a
True
lot
Blood
of girls
over?
In that, huh?
Is True Blood
yeah,
over?
Yeah, it's over.
They had the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
I might watch
I think
the rest.
It was. I think it was like 2 years ago. It was done. Or a
wow,
year.
That's insane. Silky. Anyways,
Silky,
let's go back
I'm
to
Bill
this.
Compton. Yeah. It was. It was. I wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
But I don't need to.
Right.
I absorbed every ounce that that movie had
As
to
did
offer.
I watched it today.
Besides the little fun fact of Billy the Doll from Saw. That
yeah.
Was cool.
Let's see.
Don't scream.
No.
Don't
yeah, yeah. That was scream. A big thing. Yes. Let's see. His dad painted out his ex-wives from the pictures. That stuck with me a lot.
Creepy.
Not only that, like, I mean, how much do you have to...
Hate?
No. More so, like, pander to the audience of, like, yeah, he painted them out. I just thought that was so fucking like overkill.
Well, I thought everything in that parent house thing and like him talking about Raven's Fair, him talking about anything about his past, just I was like, shut the fuck up.
Well, you understand why.
Yes.
We're not going to spoil it for you.
Jeez,
we'll let you find this gem
yeah.
out at the end. But there's
you.
A there's an M. Night Shyamalan twist. Just as Saw.
I almost gave that away. I'm glad you said that because
yeah.
I was literally in the way of saying,
yeah.
Oh, well, at least.
Zip, zap, zip, zap, zoop. I'm going to scat over you. I will. Why is Donnie always shaving and why is he using the dummy to interrogate him in the fucking hotel room? That bugged
hey,
me so much.
What are you doing?
Oh, maybe you want to talk to this guy. Mm-hmm. And he just lifts up the fucking. Oh, God, that made me so angry.
Yeah.
The whole entire fucking basis of the movie is a heckler and a ventriloquist that lost her voice, which they never really tell you how she lost her voice.
What do you mean?
The ventriloquist. Mary Shaw. Oh, the people. Yeah, people cut her tongue, but that's not losing her voice. She died. Like, that's not like...
A whole group of people maimed her. And
yeah, yeah,
her.
And killed her. It's not like she lost her voice.
Well,
that's how they made it sound, which
oh,
I was
like
that's
as
a
if,
really
like,
cool concept.
As if, like, she got laryngitis or something.
Yeah, or yeah. anything. Like, someone snipped her vocal cords, but, like,
yeah.
in surgery, and she was still allowed to do it, but she would go on stage and still have the dummies talk. That would have been a cool aspect of it. That they could have... made that more of a thing.
Oh, she was a mute. Like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
That would have been sick. But
like
instead
in the Prestige with blind stagehands.
Exactly,
so
motherfucker.
Tough.
Ooh.
See, but the Prestige
I got
did
twins.
It. They did it.
That's spoilers. and yeah, my last note was this movie is based on heckling. That is the underlying theme.
Yep.
Don't heckle people or you'll fucking die.
You'll die hard.
All right. Oh, Die Hard. By the way, Mallrats 2 is called Mallrats 2. Die Hard in a mall.
Jeez.
When he first made Mallrats, he was talking to this guy. I can't remember who his name was. He just passed. But he was like, well, hey, man, this movie's about to make like $100 million, $120 million. Like,
yeah.
easy. And it didn't.
Yeah.
It made like $20
million. Yeah.
But in opening box office. It found its way in DVD, but whatever. Anyway, so he's like, this movie's going to make a ton of money. They're going to want a sequel. What
oh,
are you going to
yeah.
do? And he's like, well, I've been batting around some ideas. And he's like, what? And he's like, well, basically just Die Hard in a mall, but with my characters. And so that's what
so
Mallrats
another,
do.
Another scheme to stop something that's bad, kind of.
But I'm wondering who's going to...
I mean, that was the kind of... It was kind of a cheesy, like comedy Die Hard-ish plan for the first one. They all had to stop a bad thing that was going to happen at the show.
Yeah, kind of.
kind of like a terrorist in Nakatomi Towers.
It was more so about like him trying to marry that girl and not lose her. That's why he went on the show.
I'm not. I don't think they're really going to have in Mallrats 2 a terrorist taking over.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, so Maul Blart, like Paul Blart.
Yeah, but with like
you're like fuck.
I was like not
no no
not,
no
not,
no no
not. And someone said that they're like Paul Blart, and he's like no, not that.
If it's like Red State in a mall, oh.
Yeah. Well, and I think like TK and shit like that, like he could be like the one stopping them. Jay and Silent Bob can like have the plans of the mall and like
is
set up traps. Yeah.
And like TK and
they had TK, they have Jason. Shannon Doherty, they have fucking Jason Mewes, Jason Lee,
yes, yes.
Obviously Kevin Smith.
What is her hot name? Both hot girls. The girl that
Shannon Doherty's gonna
Kevin
be
Kevin Smith sees titties, the blonde girl.
Oh yeah, he dated her too.
That's so fucking awesome.
Joey Adams.
She's so fucking pretty.
Joey Adams.
And the other girl.
Shannon
the
Doherty.
The one that's writing the book.
Oh yeah, well he just had her on the she's you know Elijah from Clerks 2?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
Like, I have like fucking like Autobots.com or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
He's married to her.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
So yeah, she's probably down. But yeah,
okay.
He's already posted pictures of Shannon Doherty doing the two, Jason Lee doing the two, TK doing the two. I don't know his name. I think like Affleck he's waiting on. I hope he's in it. That would be fucking so cool. I know his wife hates Kevin Smith.
Hey, it happens.
Affleck's wife. But yeah, all right, so we have a little housekeeping before we leave.
Oh yeah.
We are going to have Danny Palamentera from My Mouth is the Speaker.
Second time.
He's going to be on, and what was the in-depth that he chose? I don't think he did.
He didn't, remember? Because we were talking about catastrophes and stuff.
Yeah, that was the genre 5. Well, next week is going to be... Danny, I'll get a hold of him and put it at the end of this episode. You'll hear it right after I stop talking. And you'll
yes.
be like, duh, asshole, why'd you
like,
say
no
anything?
Time even lapsed.
Wow, dude, you fucking such a douche. But yeah, we'll do that and we'll tell you the genre 5 as well. The genre 5. We do the in-depth and Tessa Tony, right?
In-depth and Tessa Tony, but if we have a genre 5, I mean, I don't see why.
Yeah, fuck it, we'll throw it up there.
Yeah.
Well, I like to reveal it at the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
So fuck
hey,
you.
Hey, all right, do what you want to.
Not you, I meant them.
Oh.
I love you.
Fuck them?
Yeah.
No, fuck you.
Okay.
Okay.
Go burn books. Record scratch noise. Next week, Danny Palamentera will be joining us, and we are going to do an in-depth on True Romance, Tessa Tony on SLC Punk, and the genre 5 will be revealed then. Go burn books one more time.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.